I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number is to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Hope you guys had a fine weekend. I'm doing a show tonight, believe it or not, with one ear. Something happened to me over the weekend. I don't know what's going on, but I lost hearing, or some diminished hearing, in my right ear. And no one can figure out why. I went to the doctor today, and they were saying that it could be that I have, you know, something, you know, some sort of inflammation in there or something. I hope that's what it is. I hope I'm not losing my hearing, because that would really suck. But I just want to let you know that if I sound like I'm yelling, I'm trying to be good. We had to run sound checks, and earlier the monitors, the speakers in the studio were so loud. They're saying, "Why do you have it so loud?" And you're like, "I can't hear anything. I'm just trying to, you know, hear," and it's, I can hear out of my left ear really well. It's my right ear that seems to be dim for some reason, and hopefully it'll get better over time. But in the meantime, I'm going to do my best tonight to, give you a good show. I want to talk about esoterics. You know, I haven't done that in a while. The reason why I don't do many esoteric shows anymore is because one of the people that, you know, Ryan Gable is someone that I always do esoteric shows with, and I did an esoteric show with him a while ago when we talked about the new year, talking about the Space Needle and the representation of the DNA and the mRNA at the Space Needle and what it means to be transhuman and what it means for the new age, the new golden age they want to propose. The other person, of course, was Tracy Twyman, who, when she was a producer of the show a while back, she and I would write a lot of esoteric explanations as to why the world does what it does. We were much like many people. I know there are a lot of people out there that used to do what was called synchronspiracies, or they talk about synchronicity. Synchronicity is a very interesting topic. I really love synchronicity because you can actually see things and you can build upon them to the point where you're like finding yourself in Chapel Perilous, where you say to yourself, "Oh, I just don't want to do this anymore. It just gets too weird." It's like it all dovetails into some horrible abyss that you can't pull yourself out of. And it all deals with, deep, esoteric, secret societal scariness that, it's good for a late night bedtime story. So if you want to tuck yourself in and, kind of get cozy, we're going to have a little story about esoterics tonight on this program. It's going to teach us something about why we're in the position we're in right now in this country, why the country is in its situation. And I think it's very important that we remember that those who are in power believe in things that you don't believe in. And it's evident with what is happening right now. And they will bend history and twist history as much as they can to get you to react in various ways. And what we're seeing here are the reactions from people, both on the right and left, and both in conspiracy circles, too. I mean, Ron and I were just discussing this, that people are sending us stuff, that, rumors of this and rumors of that. And when we asked them, "Well, where'd you get this information?" "Oh, some Navy SEAL guy I knew was a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend." And I'm like, it sounds like an urban legend. "Oh, no, this is true, this is true, this is something." And I'm saying, well, look, if we know something about it, then I will talk about it. I'm not going to, I'm not going to steer you in a direction that is going to be like, "Well, whatever happened to that," or "whatever happened to that." No, I'm talking about things that I know are going to come to pass. That's the whole idea of Ground Zero. We do speculation and we do conspiracy theory, not for today and not for the politic, but we do it for the future. And yeah, politics sometimes are thrown in because why? Well, we're very political now. Politics are the new sport, even though they're theater for the ugly. And so it's easy to be, finger pointed at you saying, "Well, you obviously side this way," or I don't side anyway. They all suck. And the reason why I know they suck is because I know what's behind the mask of politics. You know what behind the mask of politics? You know what's behind that mask? A lot of occult ritual, which goes on all the time. A lot of pedophilia that goes on all the time. A lot of getting money from human trafficking and drugs. You know, people want to say, well, it's the Jewish bankers and the central banks. Yeah, maybe. I'll tell you what, though, the drug cartels have more power than you realize. The mobs have more power than you realize. And these are the things that are fueling. These are the reasons why we are fighting with one another, because we don't know who the true enemy is. But you make it a basic thing by saying it's Satan, or it's the difference between following Satan or following God, or following your dictates of your own conscience that tell you to be spiritual and loving and friendly and whatever. I mean, look. My message for the past 25, going on 26 years, has been consistent. That there's been an external threat from the get-go. And we warned everyone. We said, look, you know, and we were giving a date. We said, we were counting down the days till the election. And that's when we started Aftermath.media. And we said, listen, get in Aftermath.media, sign up now, because in 100 days after the election, you're going to see internet being shut down. You're going to see people shutting down Twitter and Facebook. You're going to see alternatives getting shut down because they don't want information to get out. They want to silence those who are talking about dissent or talking about the second opinion. Remember I told you in 2021 when I did my prediction show, I said the second opinion will not be honored in 2021. If they say that the election was not stolen, it wasn't stolen. If they say that COVID-19 is this, then it's this. Okay, I said that plain and simple. It was a plain you know, conversation when I was doing my predictions. And I said communications, there's going to be a cyber pandemic, things are going to change. And I think the problem with America right now is they don't listen. And they value and they pay for what they want to hear, not what they have to hear. Because a person will charge you all kinds of money to tell you what you want to hear or tell you what you already know. But those who are telling you other things, something that's new, something that's outrageous, you're going to go, ah, yeah, okay. That's for the ratings, isn't it, Clyde? That's for the subscriptions, isn't it? No, that's not what it's for. Not at all. Not at all. I am a journalist who's an entertainer. I tell stories. And I do observations. That's my job. Okay. And I try to give you observations and stories that have a modicum of common sense. It's like I would use the name Common Sense Conspiracy, but I know there's another group out there that calls themselves Common Sense Conspiracy. I try to give you things to think about. I'm not trying to tell you how to think. I'm giving you things to think about. And for that many years, I have been doing this, and I wonder, you know, do we really value information? Do we value places where we can go where we're free to talk, where we're our own special club, where we're together and we're talking and we're speaking to one another and we're open with one another, not worrying about being censored, you see. It's like, you know, we're all talking about, you know, how one guy's a dictator, how one guy is inciting riots. We're talking about Orange Man Bad. But the truth of the matter is, it's not the dictators who get censored. It's the dictators who censor. It's the dictators that shut down dissent. It's the dictators that tell you have no right to speak. It's the dictators that tell you, oh, by the way, what you've done is wrong and you need to pay for your sin. See, it's all part of this idea of a new world order that we've talked about. And contrary to popular belief, the new world order is not new. It's not a new concept. Not at all. Throughout history, there have been many attempts to resurrect a new world order. And the only problem, though, is that people... The reason why they organized the New World Order and the reason why New World Order has become successful and fall apart is because people do not learn about the esoteric occult nature of these world orders. And eventually when they figure it out, that this order has basically jailed people, put people in concentration camps, killed people, slaughtered people, and basically culled the population so that those who think like them remain. They cleanse the world of those that they feel are detractors, that are dissenters, that are belligerent, combative individuals, you see. So if you don't know the esoteric information to foil the success of the New World Order, then how are you going to know how to beat it? You say, well, I will go out in the streets, and I'm going to hold up a sign, or I'm going to bring my Trump flag, or I'm going to do it. That's not working. Look what it's done. Now, I'm not going to diminish the hopes of those out there that think that what they did was great. But what we're seeing is that there was a group of those who weren't great, who did what they did, because they don't understand the esoteric nature of the problem. They don't understand where to go to the root of the problem and how to counter it with a new spirituality full of vigor and zeal. The vigor and zeal is why we fight. It's not about clubs. It's not about guns. It's not about putting people in chains. It's about unchaining your soul and being a spiritual individual and knowing with confidence that with this armor you take on yourself, the armor of God or the armor of whatever spirituality you cling to, that would suffice. Because the esoteric nature and the mythological nature of who we are is what fuels what we do. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.